Hello, Hippie Radio.
Good morning, John Kay here.
John Kay of Steppenwolf, the John Kay?
Yes, I was asked to give you guys a call. Is this Chris?
It is, John. How you been, brother?
Well, all things considered, any day you're still vertical is a good day, and I can say that I'm doing just fine.
Well, speaking of which, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, John Kay. Happy birthday to you. It's your birthday, man. Yay!
Well, thank you very much. It was just this morning that I read it has been scientifically proven now that those who have more birthdays actually live longer.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. You can't argue with science, you know.
How you been? You doing good?
Yeah, can't complain. Got some interesting projects now that Steppenwolf has... retired as of last October.
Yes.
And so that gives me lots of time to try other things. So
I was,
it's a good time.
I was going to get into a little bit of that with you because I got, since I've come to know you a little bit, I see a lot of facets to John Kay musically. Tell us about your early influences. Where does this blues thing, and I've even seen some country come out of you. Where's that come from for you?
Well, as you may know, when I was a kid growing up in West Germany and came across rock and roll on the American Armed Forces radio network, that was my first sort of aha moment, you know, Elvis, Little Richard, and all that. And when I came later to Toronto, Canada, where I spent my high school years, not speaking English yet when I arrived, radio became my new best friend, because unlike in Germany, where rock and roll was not that common to find on the radio dial, in Canada, you know, AM, hit stations and so on. So I was listening to all the rock and roll I could get a hold of, and then stumbled across country music, sometimes because late at night, because of atmospheric conditions, whatever, the radio signals of stations from Nashville and others would actually manage to reach all the way into Canada. So I would hear country music. I would then also stumble across rhythm and blues. And on Sunday mornings, because Buffalo was only about 100 miles from Toronto, on Sunday mornings I would sometimes hear gospel music from the black church service.
Oh, wow.
And so I was completely agnostic. I didn't care what they called the music. All I cared about is whether it connected with me on some level.
Yeah.
And so, any music that spoke to me was fine with me. You know, it wasn't like the old joke, I like both types of music, country and Western. You know, I was just, and then later down the line when people just, well, I only listen to heavy metal, I only listen to this. Well, you kind of deprive yourself of some really good stuff out there.
You sure do.
If you take that kind of limited view of things. So it's been an education that I'm still on. I still stumbled across just last night. I saw on PBS News this fairly young fellow from Nairobi, Kenya, who came across Bob Dylan's music somehow or another. And this gentleman is now in the United States and has his first album out. I heard a little bit of him singing, and he sounded great, you know. So it's just, I thought of him in a sense like me, meaning coming from another country, coming across American music, being inspired, and being moved to try your hand at it. And so it's been quite a ride for me. And, you know, of course, I wouldn't have gotten this far in the music world if it hadn't been for a lot of people who liked what we had to offer.
Mm-hmm. John Kay of Steppenwolf joining me on the phone. Of course, they hung it all up last October, and I was very, very fortunate to be around toward the end of some of that, and I appreciate all your kindness to me and this radio station. And I got to say that John is the real deal. John doesn't forget, and I love you for that, brother. I really do. Thank you so much.
It's a two-way street, you know, hippie radio and you, yeah. as you well know, since you were one of the facilitator and agitators, when we did what I call our official concert celebrating the fact that Steppenwolf had started 50 years prior.
Yeah.
You know, that was in August of 2017 at the Ryman Auditorium.
Sure was.
And it was a love fest. We had people from all over the place, including coming all the way from Europe to celebrate this occasion. And you guys, Hippie Radio, played a role in getting the word out and helping us have a very special night.
Well,
so the friendship goes both ways.
At no less expense from John saying, "I want Hippie Radio to do my intros." See, I know you, brother. I know how you are. I know something about you that we're going to do some different stuff today. And the reason why is because I want to go back a little bit. I want to play a cut from you. And you did this before it was a big hit. It's too bad that you didn't make it a hit yourself. But you did a recording of Minter Williams' Dolby Gray, the big hit Dolby Gray had, Drift Away, didn't you?
That's right, yeah. I had that in the can before Dolby's version came out. But there were some issues with the record label at the time and some other conflicts in terms, and they said, well, just hang on, you know, we're going to wait until the album's finished, and then, you know, one thing led to another, and then Dolby's version came out, and of course he did a fine job,
sure.
and the song deserved to be successful as it was. So, yeah, but there are those moments along the way where, you know, you wound up kind of, wondering what happened, you know, you were not in control of things, and consequently something went by the wayside, as it were.
Well, I'm in control of it today, and we're going to play it. It's John Kay, Drift Away, from 1972 on Hippie Radio 94.5. Nashville's greatest hits, Hippie Radio 94.5, Drift Away there. Of course, John Kay sang it before anybody else. I just think that's absolutely cool, man. So cool that you were able to at least have a little bit of taste of that success, even though you cut it first and Dolby had a hit with it, and deservingly so, like you said. So I know something else about you, and I'm going to play this one real quick. You guys did a cover, Steppenwolf did a cover of Argent's Hold Your Head Up, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. I always liked that song.
Yeah.
And so in the early 80s, when we were getting back into the studio, we kicked that song around. We liked the way it came out, and there you are.
There you are. Well, I'll tell you what, you guys did a bang-up job of it. I love it. Steppenwolf, it's Hold Your Head Up. Little Argent music here by Steppenwolf on Hippie Radio 94.5.